Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Hi guys, Jameson Dennis here from Haters TV. We've just finished off at Mikel Arteta's press conference ahead of Arsenal's match against Tottenham in the North London Derby on Sunday. Arteta praised Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou for the work he's done at the club and said his focus is fully on the title race ahead of a crucial last four games of the season.
Hi Mikel.
Hello.
It's been a significant few days in the title race. How do you feel about Arsenal's chances now with four matches left to play?
Now we are there. We have to look at ourselves and try to perform the best possible way, win our matches and wait to see what happens. And that's what we discuss. Sounds a bit repetitive, but it's what we have to do.
Do you see it as a two-horse race now between yourselves and Manchester City?
I don't think so. I think this league is tremendously demanding and it can be still a lot of turns. And we all know how difficult it is to win games in this league.
April has sometimes been a difficult month for Arsenal in the last few years, but how much can you take from the way your side has responded to adversity this month?
Yeah, it's been great. Not only the results, but the performances as well. And we had a big one again in the last London Derby against Chelsea. And now we have a big one now that I'm sure we're going to have to do it. We want to beat Spurs as well.
And you've virtually got everybody available for selection at the moment. So how much tougher and more resilient are this group, both mentally and physically, than in previous seasons?
Yeah, availability. We mentioned that before. There was going to be something key. It's true, apart from Julian, that is going to be very close, that we have everybody available. And that's a huge boost that elevates the training session, the competition between the players and the alternatives as well to pick the right lineup, to change the game. So it's something really important.
How much excitement does that give you, the growth in this side, both towards the end of this season, but also looking ahead to the next few campaigns?
Yeah, obviously we are fully focused on this one because there's still a lot of at stake and we really want to get the job done. And we know as well that obviously it's a very young team with a really bright future and still a lot of room for improvement, and we will try to keep developing it.
And on Tuesday night you said what your side has done physically has been unbelievable. Yeah. You've played four times since Tottenham's last match. How much of a factor do you think that could be on Sunday?
Well, for sure we're going to be fully ready. So we have a bit of time as well to recover and to prepare from the Chelsea game, and I'm sure the team is going to be fully ready to go again on Sunday.
And finally, was yesterday's performance from Manchester City just a further indication that you do need to be perfect between now and the end of the season to give yourselves a chance?
It's another game and that they managed to win in a convincing way and something that we cannot control. So let's do what we have to do.
Anita from the Premier League.
Hi, Mikel.
Hi.
You were talking about the fact that nearly all your players are all fit. How much of a selection headache is it for you right now, especially when we see the likes of Partey coming back and performing so well the way he did against Chelsea, and then Trossard, another player, for example?
It's a good headache, though. Yeah, you feel for the players because as well I see how much they want it and how much everyone wants to start and contribute to a team and impact the team in the right way. So it is always difficult and it's part of the job. But as well, they're fully ready to come on the pitch in whenever time that that we need them to try to help us to win matches. And the spirit is so good.
The North London Derby, you know how important this game is to fans. How does it compare preparing for this game as a manager compared to when you were a player?
More motivation, if anything, because you know what you can give to your people, which is a lot of joy and happiness if we manage to win the game. And on obviously when you have the chance to do that and that's in your hand, you really want to make the most of it to try to make it happen.
And how do you find Postecoglou's adjusting to the league? He's been very clear about his style of play, not deviating from that.
Yeah, really impressive with what he's done. I'm not surprised because I know him. He was in the Australian national team when he was in Japan as well. I follow him when he was at Celtic. And he's always been super clear with a really clear direction and identity of how his teams play, and I love the way his teams play, so I think it's been very good.
And just finally, going into this game, how are you seeing the players? Again, I mentioned just how important this game is, not just for the fans because of the what's online for the North London Derby, but for the title as a whole.
Enjoying the moment, try to navigate through this in a natural way. They are super competitive at the moment. Everything we do in the training session, they just want to compete and compete. And it's a really good sign because we know what we're going to have to do. We're going to win it, and that's it. And we have to raise the bar every day in training to try to match that. So when we get two games, we are ready.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Ian talks more.
Hi, Nico. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Beginning of the season, when you brought in Declan Rice, I think everybody thought that was a really good piece of the puzzle to fit into Arsenal. They were less sure about Kai Havertz, but I think we've all been won over now this season with what he's done for you. Just explain for us how much of that was your decision and how much of that you knew he would come good for you.
Yeah, it's never my decision, it's our decision. We made the decision super aligned with the club vision, and then obviously in the sporting side, Edu and myself, we make all the recommendation. There is a lot of people very important, and then you need the ownership as well to back you and then make things happen. But we're very convinced that there were characters first, there were players with the right qualities to fit in our model, in our club, and sometimes it takes a bit of time. It's inevitable, sometimes you're gonna make mistakes. I try to minimize them and try to at least generate the environment and everything that the players need to fulfill their potential.
You mentioned the owners backing you, believing in your process. You've got a young squad here. You've built this young squad. No one handed it to you. You've gone out and built it. It's a squad that challenged last year. It's challenging this year. We'll see whether you win it this year. It's a squad that's going to challenge for a while to come, isn't it?
I hope so, but that's something that you have to show every season, every game, and in this league, that's extremely difficult to do. To do it two years in a row, we're not satisfied with that. We want to win it, and we're going to make everything that we can to win it. And if we do win it, we will try again to win it. And if we don't, for sure we'll try again.
And if you don't win it, it's still progress, right, this season?
I'm not thinking about that at the moment. I'm just thinking how we're going to win it.
And finally, how do you view the supercomputer, which has you at 26.6% to win it?
I don't know what to say. Hopefully we can tweak that computer and make it a bit higher. Maybe he needs to upload the software. Maybe we need to help him to upload the software or give him more tools. Hopefully we can change that.
Good luck.
Oh, athletic.
Hi, Mikael. A couple of phrases you've used quite often is being vertical and ball speed throughout the season. I was just wondering why you find those aspects so important, and do they go hand in hand or are they two separate things?
Well, depending on the moments of the phase of play, certainly, and the behavior of the opponent is all about that. It's all about what the opponent is trying to do, how can you hurt them, where the spaces are, and identify those moments to punish the opponents. But every game is different. Obviously, there are a lot of concepts and ideas around any way of playing, and for us these two are important, but there are many others, obviously.
I think we saw them both against Chelsea. Do you know, can you get a sense of okay, I'm going to see that today from the players, or are you like us, you just kind of find out when everyone else finds out?
Well, there are certain games that you imagine the type of game you're going to play and try to explain to the players, this is what I think is going to happen, this I think why this is going to happen, this is how we can provoke this happening as well. And then it's about trying to make it happen and then use it.
Mark, PA.
I'm Mikhail. 2 years ago, similar time of the season, you went to Spurs chasing top four and lost 3-0. I just wondered for you personally, was that one of the hardest nights of your managerial career so far? And what did you learn about that, about you and your team that night?
My memory is failing. I was more focused on the one of last year, much more positive.
Do you think that game 2 years ago, you have a different core of players now? Do you trust this team almost more than you did back then to be able to deliver in the big moments? We've already seen it this season, I suppose.
I have always trusted my players. And then from there, you can perform. I can get right or wrong decision as well to help the team in to win or not win in the best possible way. It was a very particular match for many situations, that one as well, but certainly, of course, we learn, we try to evolve from there, we try to get a squad that is better equipped. We all had experiences as well that hopefully has helped us to develop and be better, and on Sunday we'll have to show it again.
Simon Standard.
Mikhail, it's 20 years to the week since the Invincibles went to White Hart Lane and got a result that won them the league. How much do you draw on that as inspiration when you're going into Derby Lodge?
Well, I understand that, but that's not going to happen mathematically, even if we do win it. But there are moments, obviously, that are very important in our history, and I'm sure that a lot of players know about it, certainly the staff and the ones that have been here long enough know about it, and it's about making our own history now.
You were saying about the team being fully ready for the game. Do you think with Spurs you might have an advantage of the fact they've had 2 weeks off, whereas you guys are in that rhythm of playing every 3-4 days?
I don't know. What I can tell you is that the boys are going to be fully ready on Sunday to go to play against a great opponent. That's going to make things very difficult for us, and I'm going to have to be very good to beat them.
Just lastly, is Urien available for selection in the squad? Obviously he played on Monday night. Be available for Sunday?
We're going to have to make that decision tomorrow after the training session. It's very close. I don't know if it's going to come a bit too early, this one, but it's very close, I would say.
James, ESPN.
Hi, Mikhail.
Hi.
Just following on from Simon, Tottenham have had 15 days off. At this stage of the season, are you surprised that the fixture list can throw up such a disparity because you played four games at that?
Yes, but we knew that happened. They weren't the only team as well because of the circumstances and the schedule. A few teams have to go through a few days without a game. It can go either way. I don't know what is the best way to do it. It's what it is, and what we can do is prepare to be fully ready on Sunday.
Different way of asking it. Would you rather have played four times, or would you rather have had 2 weeks off before this game?
I love the fact that we played four times and then we had some great experience, a really demanding week. We managed to have some really good results in the last two, and obviously that boosted the confidence and the belief of everybody, and we are in a good place.
A lot's made of Ange Ball, they call it, the Postecoglou approach at Tottenham and how attacking it is. Are you expecting an open game on Sunday, or do you think they might tweak it a little bit out of respect for you and
well, I don't know. I don't know what they would do. They haven't changed much. I think they've been very, very consistent. I think that's been probably the biggest strength as well in what they've done. So you have to be prepared, and then in games things can change, and you have to be able to tweak things if necessary.
And just finally from me, the players that you signed recently, Kai Havertz and Jorginho from Chelsea, Declan Rice from Tottenham, from West Ham, two clubs that don't have a great relationship with Tottenham. How much can that help you and help the players understand the hostile atmosphere that they're going into on Sunday?
Yeah, we know, but I think it's an unbelievable atmosphere. It's a beautiful stadium. We played there a few times already, and it's a great atmosphere to play football. We know about the rivalry, but I think you have to put that aside. You have to live the game with the intensity and the passion that demands it, that's for sure. And on top of that, we know what we're playing for. So I don't think we need anything special, because the game has got everything that you need as a player to go and enjoy it.
Kai, Football London.
Hi, Mikael.
Hi.
You can officially finish above Spurs if you beat them at the weekend. I think even if you get a draw as well. For so long in the past, and when you were playing as well, Arsenal finishing above Spurs was one of the high points of the season and such a massive thing, but no one's really talking about it now. Is that progress? Is that a sign of how much you've progressed in your time in charge?
I don't know, but I think we have to look at ourselves and what we want to achieve and what our goals are, and then evaluate that. And obviously, you have to put that in the context of a league and a lot of clubs and teams that are super strong and make it really difficult for you. But I think that evaluation has to be related more about, okay, what we've done right, what we can still improve, and then make certain decisions in relation to that.
You can also qualify for Champions League for the second consecutive season. Again, that's something that no one's really talking about. But do you almost have to stop and think, wow, this is really good progress for the club? And then when you look back on that, do you take a great sense of pride in the fact that no one's really talking about it? Everyone's talking about the title and the standards have really risen.
Yeah, we have to do it first. And once we do it, I think it's important to mention it and remember it and then go to the next one.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.